Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about female choice. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, remember a while back when women were saying they were choosing bears over men? Well, look at this bear. This bear chose a woman and made her into his chew toy. How fun. You don't want a man to be your master? You wanted Teddy Ruxpin to be your master, and this is what you got. Enjoy. Yeah, speaking of a female choice, remember that female fire chief? The one that's a lesbian and did all that fire over there in California? Oh yeah, it happens to be that she suffered homicide. Yep, her lovely Latina wife did the ultimate act and gave her the boot, as it were, from her meat suit. Yeah, female choice. So fun, right? Let's bring up the clip. Well, it's not a clip, it's a news article. My bad. I don't want to die. Arrest warrant reveals grisly details in murder of California fire captain by Michelle Fisher, a darkie. Yeah, has anyone noticed that the fire captain kind of looks like the economic ninja? Yeah, just a guy with a brohawk and a dream. Yeah, well, supposedly, according to below the picture, it says new details have emerged in the murder of beloved. I don't think this chick's beloved, but whatever. Cal Fire Captain Rebecca Becky Mardosi, who authorities say was nuked by her wife. Oh yeah, you wanted the lovely Latina wife and you got that spice, huh? Sucks for you, buddy. I know how they are. Yolanda. Yeah, well, she's a very ugly woman. To me, she looks kind of like a monkey, but yeah, she's very, very, very disgusting. But, you know, to each his own. Yes, fellas, learn to recognize the patterns. Just because a woman is pretty doesn't mean that her insides are pretty. Yep, pay attention. Okay, so new details have emerged in the murder of a beloved California fire captain. Beloved, I doubt that. Who authorities say was killed by her wife, who remains outstanding. Yes, outstanding indeed. Rebecca Becky Marodi, 49, was stabbed multiple times in her San Diego County home on February 17th, days after her death. Authorities named her wife as the suspect killer. Yeah. Yes, this chick's name is Yolanda Marodi. Yes, Yolanda, ain't that a whip-back name? Yeah. If you wanna know how to say wetback in Spanish, it's mojado. Yes, mojado means wet in Spanish. There's a new word, and when you hear the secret word, you scream real loud. Ah, dun, dun. Well, anywho, enough of that little larf. Here we go. Yolanda Marodi, also known as Yolanda Olenzaki, whatever, can't pronounce that shit, remains on the run and may have fled to Mexico. Yeah. I'm not going to pronounce this chick's last name again. Yolanda had previously served several years in prison for fatally stabbing her first spouse more than two decades ago. Yes, what a great woman to be with. You dumb bitch. Just saying. An arrest warrant reviewed by Eyewitness News sheds light on the deadly confrontation and a possible motive. The detailed report described video and audio evidence captured by the home security camera. Shortly after 8 p.m. on the evening in question, Yolanda appeared to be chasing her wife on the patio when a female voice, believed to be Rebecca, is hard yelling out, "Yolanda, please, I don't want to die." Nobody wants to die, but it be what it be. Rebecca reappears in the patio angle with what appears to be apparent blood on her back. I guess she's not a wet back anymore, she's a blood back. Woo! The report continues. Yolanda responded, "You should have thought about that before." Damn, that's some cold shit, isn't it? Yolanda can be seen at one point standing in front of Rebecca with what appeared to be a knife in her right hand. Don't use kitchen knives, they'll break on you. Use a screwdriver. Apparent blood was seen on Yolanda's arms. Ooh. The couple went inside, and about 10 minutes later, Yolanda is seen gathering pets, random items, and some luggage, and loading into a silver Chevrolet Equinox SUV, the Warren State Equinox. Those are lame cars, but whatever. The San Diego County Sheriff's Office believes that this chick fled to Mexico after Homeland Security spotted her vehicle crossing the border. Yippers. This deadly incident comes almost 25 years after this chick fatally stabbed her then-husband in October 2000. Wow, at least she's consistent, you know? Two for two, right? She was convicted in 2003 and served time for voluntary manslaughter. They say manslaughter? What the fuck? People give these chicks light sentences. She should have went in for murder. But nope. A motive for why she killed her wife of 2 years is now shaping up. Arrest warrant states that this chick texted an associate 3 days after the incident, saying, "Becky came home and told me she was leaving me. She met someone else. All the messages were lies. We had a big fight and I hurt her. I'm sorry." Yes, I know I recently had something like this happen to me, but all you do is just cut them off. You don't cut them, but you know, women can't handle rejection. Good, good. Friends and family of Rebecca gathered in Temecula Monday night to remember her life and service. She didn't do nothing as a fire captain. Last time I checked, everything burned, so nothing was lost, in my opinion. She worked for Cal Fire for more than 30 years. What a waste of time. Including helping fight last month's Easton and Palisades fires. And she miserably failed. Not just to take it up in wherever the hell she's ended up in. But no, nothing came good out of this place. Blah. You see what happens with female choice? This chick got cheated on. And that was her wife's choice. But she chose to end this chick's life. Don't do that. I recently broke up with a chick and, you know, I cut her off. I didn't cut her in half. I just stopped talking to her. You don't have to do this kind of stuff. But women, they do some crazy things. They can't handle rejection and hence, case in point. Well, you guys better make better choices. If not, things happen. Well, you guys take care. Be the best people you can, so bye-bye. I'd rather nuke the world than subsidize this bullshit. Bye.